CMBR Show. My people, and welcome back to another episode of the CMBR Radio Show. I'm your girl, DJ Cola. I'm telling you, today I'm in a very good mood. So we're going to talk about international underground music, something called lo-fi hip-hop, and a little bit of something called Vocaloid. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Take me to my favorite show. Day two, hold my hand and pull me close. Next to me, kiss my cheek, cause sunny days. Day three, take me to a deep river, steal a kiss when I'm lost in the mist. Will you still be there for me? Once I'm yours to obtain, once my fruits are for taking, and you flow through my veins. Do you still think I'm beautiful when my tears fall like rain? My love is so bountiful for a man who's true to me. A man who can follow his heart, not get bound by his poisonous chains. For a man who skin right, heart pink when you open up my sweet thighs. Pull you in and your life can begin, cause it's early days. Will you still be there for me? Now I'm yours to obtain, now my fruits are for taking, and your fingers are stained. Do you still think I'm beautiful when you light me in flames? My love is so beautiful.
Hits of today, mixed with a little blues and old school. K-Ham Radio. It's Chris Brown, Nicki Minaj, Fatal Image, Trey Songz, Bapak Unleashed, Lil Wayne, Mr. Envy, Young Nisa, Keith Sweat, R. Kelly, Season Calloway, Johnny Taylor, Mary J. Blige, Lil Red, Full Five, Tyrone Davis. Listen live. Online. At khamradio.com. K-Ham Radio. We go ham.
Hello.
K-Ham Radio.
Think I got you on my mind. Not really want to waste my time. What you doing? What you saying? I ain't really got no feelings. I don't even know your name, so why don't you go and do the same? mind your business, little bitches. I know you listen, so just hear me there. The truth is, you don't even know what the hell you believe. But you should believe. Lions don't do sleep over the opinions of sheep. So if you're waiting, watch me fall, watch me fall. Watch me fall. I'ma keep you waiting. Watch me fall. Watch me fall. Watch me fall. I'ma keep you waiting. Empire State kind of view. End up up here with the crew. I got the feeling that you're wishing you could be up here too. Maybe I should feel bad for you. Be a little sentimental. But I don't, nope, I won't make excuses for you to hide behind. The truth is, you don't even know what the hell you believe. But you should believe. Lions don't lose sleep over the opinions of sheep. So if you're waiting, watch me fall. Watch me fall. Watch me fall. I'ma keep you waiting. Watch me fall. Watch me fall. Watch me fall. I know there's virtue in patience, but you're wasting your time looking for attention, but ain't getting mine. I'ma keep you waiting. Watch me fall. For you, boomerang come right back to you. Hit you right between your eyes, so you recognize all your lies. But lions don't do sleep over the opinions of sheep. So if you're waiting, watch me fall. 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 I'ma keep you waiting. Watch me fall. Watch me fall, watch me fall. I know there's virtue in patience, but you're wasting your time. Looking for attention, but ain't getting mine. I'ma keep you waiting. Watch me fall, watch me fall, watch me fall. I'ma keep you waiting. Watch me fall, watch me fall.
That was your girl FKA Twigs and Xavier with Wait. Today we're talking about lo-fi hip-hop. So as we go on and we move on, the younger generation has their own way of doing things, and what we sometimes call fusion is actually has it on its own name. And lo-fi hip-hop is one of those things. So lo-fi hip-hop refers to a genre of music that mashes up traditional hip-hop with jazz elements to create an atmospheric instrumental soundscape. And you know, also, I don't know if you do this, but I do this. I always go to like YouTube and look for lo-fi hip-hop to just kind of jam out to when I'm studying or reading or working around the house. And if you have parents like mine, they cleaned to music, so we sometimes listen to the lo-fi hip-hop station also. So I was just recently introduced to a couple of new underground, I guess it would be like international music out of Tokyo, out of Japan. Some people who they're from the United States, but they actually perform over in Japan. And I kind of got stuck with it. It stuck with me. I like the rhythm. I like the vibration. And I wanted to introduce some of that to you, my audience, today. So stay tuned. We're going to listen to some underground lo-fi hip-hop and some digital Vocaloid, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Thank you.
Puerto Rico, they talk about me. I got brothers just like stay ran up with Jake on life on flight. Lean gang, you get that check. Play with Sky, you gon' get wet. On that bullshit, I know how to act.
Haven't already heard, that's a little bit from Deco and Ocean World. That's Yami. Yami is super hot on the scene right now as a clothing brand and as a music brand. Let's talk a little bit about what lo-fi means. Low fidelity, the acronym lo-fi, L-O-F-I, according to its creator Eric Matthews, stands for low fidelity. This is a type of sound recording that contains technical flaws that make the recording sound differently compared to the live sound being recorded, such as a distortion, a hum in the background, a noise, or limited frequency response. And since we all know that vibrations are very important, lo-fi is something really cool to chill to. And, you know, there's a little bit of controversy about it as well. You know how you just love your favorite song, you add it to your video, your photo on your photos on YouTube, and then you get dinged for copyright infringement? Well, that happened for our lo-fi chilled cow friend who was accidentally banned by YouTube for violating the terms of service. In the since deleted tweet, chilled cow messaged the platform directly and asked for an explanation. Backed up by the influx of angry fans, which appeared to work, YouTube's apology, you can read YouTube's apology and tweet about the whole incident, and now he is unblocked. So power of the people is always important. All right, I know you want to know who started lo-fi hip-hop. So speaking directly to the lo-fi hip-hop genre, two names are almost given immediately as the godfathers and pioneers of the genre. Japanese DJ and producer, and I'm probably going to butcher his name, Nujabes, and American rapper and producer Jay Dilla. Nujabes fused elements of hip-hop, jazz, and electronica together to create a unique signature sound, which you can hear all over Japan and now in America as well. We're really starting to gravitate towards this vibrational pull. So you want to know why is it so popular? Well, lo-fi's simplicity and ability to help listeners focus is its main selling point. It's kind of like hip-hop classical, if you will. So what they use to study in college, sometimes they tell you to listen to classical music. It helps you absorb the information better. Lo-fi is doing the same thing. It's perhaps no surprise that in this genre would take off in a time when the prolonged use of social media has made us all feel anxious, depressed, and overwhelmed. And lo-fi hip-hop is supposed to be calming and relaxing to listen to, much like our classical music. Hey, you're listening to the CNBR radio show. I'm your girl, DJ Cola. Today, we're talking about lo-fi hip-hop, and we're also talking about the Vocaloid, the type of music that the kids are listening to now. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
I grew up in Norwalk, hanging by the donut shop. Didn't have a car, so we used to have to walk the block. I was only 6 years old, I was running cold bare feet when the storm started coming. Mama worked two jobs, couldn't keep the fridge stocked. Used to eat popcorn for dinner with the soda pop. Moved out one too many times, couldn't count it. Always keep it real, no got it. Young girl, you better go fast. This world ain't gonna hold back. You know you gotta own your life. And I thought in my dreams I knew I'd be 17. Watching reality spin it around. And I thought in my dreams I knew life would change for me. This is reality. Look at me now. Had to let the house go. Didn't let me say no. Mama had to quit a job just so I could make the show. God, there was a big break, still no breaking. Gave me 7 G's and the deal, didn't take it. Days in the motel, nights in the studio. Spending every penny, praying God to let us go, bro. Passion over God is in the house. And living, got my own bed now. It's been a minute. Young girl, you better go fast. This world ain't gonna hold back. You know you gotta own your life. And I thought in my dreams I knew I'd be 17. Watching reality spinning around. And I thought in my dreams I knew life would change for me. This is reality. Look at me now. Look at me now. I used to dream. I used to
make it out ain't what it seems. That's why I never doubted. I know I'm gonna make it out. And inside of my dreams, I knew I'd be 17.
There's just something about you.
Yes, I mentioned you. You mean so-
was your girl FKA Twigs and 645 AR, Something About You. Now, that gives you a little bit of an insight into what the lo-fi hip-hop sound is. And if you're into anime, you probably have heard quite a few of the samples from the different animes in those songs as well. Generally, because of the chill and laid-back undertone of lo-fi, it's usually associated with anime. And I feel like the lo-fi tracks have the anime line sample, and most of them fit in well with the music. So let me know what you thought. What did you think of the different songs? What did you think of the high-pitched sounds and the different vibrations? Does that do it for you, or does it not do it for you? Thanks for listening to another episode of the CNBR Radio Show. We're going to catch you next week. Same time, same place. Now, if you want to be on the show, all you need to do is reach out to us at the CNBR Radio Show on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. And if you'd like to be on khamradio.com in regular rotation, just reach out to them at 318-221-5422. And again, it's your girl DJ Kola. We'll catch you next week. Yeah.